Shalom everyone from Taipei, Taiwan. In this week, Parashat Tazria, here in Taipei and all over the world, I'm still under the influence of the flight and the amazing people we met here. And I want to share with you an insight that usually is not my style. You know, in many of the portions of the Torah, there are some topics that are being connected in one place. And when you really consider it, it just doesn't make any sense. In this week portion, Tazria literally means plant, but it talks about planting with a baby and giving birth to a baby. The topic just after that is the story of the Metzora, what we call leprosy. Of course, it's not the same disease. And one would ask himself, what's the connection? What's the connection between the beautiful act of a baby born to the world and leprosy, a disease that a person is being casted away and goes to outside of the camp and need to reflect about his deeds? Most of the time we're thinking that leprosy is connected to speaking evil words. And it's not my type because I don't see the connections most of the time. And when I see it, it's too obvious. But this time it really strikes me as a weird situation, as usually those two weak portions, this one and the next one, which really is called leprosy, is connected, but this time it's divided. And I think there is a connection. One of the biggest entrepreneurs in the Israeli technology ecosystem once told a story. When he was a young boy, a teenager, he was a rebel. He didn't want to learn. And one day he came to his teacher and he said some bad words. I don't know exactly what he said. He cursed him. He talked bad. He answered him. He didn't spoke the way he was supposed to speak. And the teacher really got angry. And just before he attacked, he screamed, he punished. He told him, do me a favor. Every day during recess, I go outside and I take water and, you know, water the plants in school. Do me a favor and be that person for me. I see your intention, you're speaking badly, go outside and do it for me. And this kid was 13 years old, went and started by watering the plants. And he says that he did it every day. And while he was doing it, you know, he reflect and he had this, you know, job. He really thought it's so important to do that. And like the classic stories, he was investing time in it. And during recess every day, while his friends went to play, he was there watering the plants, and it was a big deal for him. It made him different. The responsibility, the sense of importance, you're doing something. We know that as parents, give your child something to do and he's gonna own it. And it worked so well, he became an A student, an entrepreneur. And when he did his exit is when you sell your company for a couple of millions, he came back to school and searched for this old teacher. And he wanted to thank him for all the years and everything he did to him. And the teacher says to him, it's all good and it's all well, but this school never had plans. He says, what do you mean? He says, yeah, I'm teaching here for 50 years. You graduated 20 years ago. But I can tell you, like 30, 40 years ago, we had a kid with allergies to plants. And we decided to change all the plants in school into plastic plants. So the truth is, we never had real plants. What? Are you telling me, said this person, that I was watering plastic plants all this time? Still, in his mind, in his story, he thought he was changing the planet. He changed the world, changed school, and it changed him. When a person speaks bad, there are two ways to look at it. One is to punish him. One is to do something bad and is to hurt him. But I think that what the Torah is doing is educating us. This weird disease that's going to be on his skin, on his clothes, and sometime in his home, is going to be a tool with him to grow. He will be casted away, but casted away outside of camp is not a punishment per se. It's a time to reflect. It's a time to think about who you are. what made you become the person who speaks the way he speaks. And when you're outside of camp and you're without any person, then you can really acknowledge maybe you have a challenge in your relationship. Maybe the way you act towards other is not the way to act. Maybe the way you speak and the way you think of others, you shouldn't allow to be with people around you. This reflection period, this time out, sometimes it makes new people born. This is the connection, you see. The way we look at a young baby with full of potential is the highest achievement when you see somebody starting fresh. What an amazing situation it is when you see somebody starting fresh in the middle of his life. In the middle of a story, in the middle of being a teenager and adult, every moment you can change yourself and be reborn again. And this is the connection between leprosy, reflecting, becoming this new person, and going back into the womb and starting fresh in you. I think as we're starting the month of Nisan, it's a new month and it's the new beginning of the first year, the first month of the year. And this is the month where the Jewish people were born. Let's take a minute and reflect about the fact and the power to be reborn, to start new, to be refreshed, and to go out from everything you knew you were or what you were. And with that, I say Shabbat Shalom. Next week, Shabbat HaGadol, hopefully from the land of Israel. Bye.